This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Indeed, this is a Power Talk. Very excited about In the Spotlight segment today. We have a special treat for you as we are joined by two distinguished guests. That's Gabriel Mawande Stierman, pianist and music director of Atari, as well as Utatu Lundinkosi, a renowned composer as well. And Atari, an esteemed Afro jazz and Afro soul band, it has been instrumental in really leading this resurgence that I spoke of jazz by integrating various music styles. Lundinkosi, known for his exceptional compositions, really does bring a wealth of experience and creativity to this discussion as well. And together they grace this edition of In the Spotlight. Gentlemen, a real pleasure to have you in studio this morning.
Good morning, Sen. How are you?
All right.
Dr. Gabriel, I'll start with you, man. Can you share with us the story behind this conception of Atari and how the band came to be? But also, what is the significance of the name Atari?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning to all the listeners. Actually, what happened is that Atari is, or should I say, was or is Tepo Tula's backing band. You know, we've been with Pratsepo for some time, and at some stage we happened to be in the same company called Litsila Entertainment, and what the owner of the company thought of, you know, guys, I think you are a very strong band, but how about you come up with your own thing? And that's how Atari was born. And the name Atari means impact in Swahili.
Wow.
So that's how it started, actually.
And the impact of this group cannot be in doubt. Dadulunde, as a composer, what inspires these compositions that we've been listening to and the music style that you bring forward? Can you tell us a bit more about this creative process and how you bring your musical ideas to life?
Good morning to the listeners. Honestly, this band compromises of many elements, you know, from Gabriel, from Utatu Philpott, who is the elder of the band. He's the one that is playing the guitars on the album. To Buspamandla Bembe, Mpoko Disang, Zandi Hlatshwayo, Sweetness Song, where the drummer
Skumbuzo
Mbele, the youngest of the band, you know. As a band for Tsapo Tsula, when we were together, one thing that we always did was to build a family around the band. That's why the elements that you hear on this album, the name of the album, Nuances, means new sounds,
because we
wanted to bring in something that is totally different to what you get from these other bands, you know. And we always had this thing that the culture of bands has died in South Africa. Now we need to bring back the culture of bands, because I think now the only band that is left is Stimela. If we look back, the only band that is left in South Africa is Stimela, and then Atari. You know, so we wanted to bring back that element of bands, so that let not the band culture die. Because a band compromises of many elements. Those elements, all of them, they contribute so much into the band itself. So that's why you hear on this album, the 11 of us, every member of the band had to write a song.
Wow.
So that we have different sounds into the album, so that when you listen to this album, you are able to say, oh, so these guys, they knew what they wanted. And you know, because even when you listen to our old bands in South Africa, Bo Future, Umoja, you know, all of those bands, all of them had a different taste in their music. So we also wanted to bring back that, so that it doesn't become something that is one band, you know, like, you know, your old radio radios or one band, you know, you need to have different flavors, so that at least this is able to give a different taste to the music that we do.
And I guess that's exactly or aptly why the title of the album is called Nuances. It delves into almost everything.
Yes.
Yeah. And staying with this note, Dr. Gabriel, and listening to Atari's music, there is this remarkable, call it an energy among the band members. What do you attribute this strong bond to, and how this collaborative spirit has grown over the years within the group?
Look, the spirit is based on individual approaches, you know, that you have as different individuals. As Lunda said, that each member in the band has got its own ideology, I would say.
Yeah.
His own way of her own way of thinking. And that's what we embrace, you know. Hence, even when we got together, we had a meeting and said, guys, you're going to be having an album.
Mm.
And what's going to happen here? Each one of us must write two songs.
Mm.
And if you feel that you don't have the appetite to do so, you can write one. And if not, if you feel that you don't have, you know, you lack somewhere,
yeah.
Choose any person that you think you would love to collaborate with in your song.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's a very free-spirited album, and there's no direction in it. There was no in terms of like genre or whatever. We said,
yeah.
Just come up with anything that you have in your mind. So that's how it has been built, and it's actually the thing that has kept us glued together. As Prelude said, that we are more like a family, actually.
That's really amazing.
Yes, yeah.
And it is a sentiment that's also shared by Solipoe, who's a staunch listener of Power 98.7, saying, Sihume, thank you so much for bringing Atari, such a lovely blend, or rather band, my bra. I really love the song that you are playing. And of course, that song that we opened up with, Kabelo and Kile Tatulundi. I understand that the story comes from, or the song itself comes from, a tragedy. Tell us a bit more about what transpired in the formation of the song.
You know, it's even to this day I can still recall, and how when we were on stage with Tsepo Tsola in Kwakwa, we had a show in Kwakwa,
yeah.
And Kabelo and Kile were working for Litsela Entertainment, so they had to come and get dancers in Joburg,
yeah.
That were going to perform just immediately after us. So while we were on stage, I think we were doing the second song or so, then we just saw an entourage of police coming into the venue.
Sure.
You know, so it's sort of a disturbance when you are on stage and you see this entourage of police coming through. While we were busy singing there, then they called Ndadeli Taylor to give him the news that Kabelo and Kile got an accident,
sure.
And they passed on the spot, you know. And to this day, I remember how it disturbed us as a band. It took us some time to, you know, get used to it that Kabelo and Kile are no more. Because remember, when we were in Kwakwa that very day, Kabelo and Kile, when they left, they was like, Kabelo used to call us Bade.
Yeah.
Hey, Bade, Bade, I'm just rushing to Joburg.
I'm
just getting the dancers. I so wish when you play my song, I'm there. You know, he loved Madamba Damba. He wanted to, you know, to listen to that song. And unfortunately, he couldn't reach us when we.
So this song serves as a tribute of sorts as well.
Yes, it's a tribute of sorts. Because remember, when we did this album, Ndadeli Tsela took us to the mountains of Kwakwa.
Yeah.
Took us to the mountains of Kwakwa for, I would say, it's a boot camp. We stayed there for 2 weeks. All that we were doing.
Doing what?
Wake up in the morning, have breakfast, go to rehearsals.
Yeah, yeah.
Then go to lunch. After lunch, you go back to rehearsals. And then that's how.
So it was a boot camp.
It was a boot camp.
Musical
for two good weeks.
But I'm sure that some magic was created there as well. Eh?
Definitely, because when we came back, tracking this album, the 11 tracks, we tracked them in 4 days. We were done. 4 days done.
Sure.
The album was done in 4 days.
Wow, that's truly amazing. We continue this very fantastic conversation, of course, as part of our In the Spotlight feature. We have two distinguished guests. That's Gabriel Mawande-Stuurman, a pianist and musical director of Atari, as well as Lundinkosi, a renowned composer. And as mentioned, Atari, an esteemed Afro jazz and Afro soul band, has been really instrumental in leading a resurgence of jazz by integrating various musical styles. We continue our conversation in a short while.
9 a.m. to noon. This is Power Talk on Power 98.7.
Indeed, and today we have a special treat as we are joined by two distinguished guests from Atari. That's Gabriel Mawande-Stuurman, a pianist and music director of the group, as well as Utatu Lundinkosi, a renowned composer as well. So Gabriel, as we spoke about the album Nuances, I mean, it has received widespread acclaim. Can you walk us through the creative process behind choosing and contributing to the writing and recording of these compositions that you guys have worked on?
As the title track says, it's nuances. Mm. Nuances meaning that a lot of different sounds, and that's and the whole album is about. So and we also had to go and seek for different sounds that we think could contribute to the album.
Yeah.
And we, like for example, on tribute, we had to call in Mthunzi Mvubu, who is a saxophonist, an alto saxophonist. Yeah. And we also had to get in some poetry, you know, a praise singer, and some additional singers, you know, and stuff, and, just to make it more big, you know, because we couldn't have done it on our own. Hence, we had to call in some people to make sure that everything is sounding perfect, you know. Yes. Yeah.
Really sounds amazing. I'll tell you what, one man who really loves you or loves the music that you create is Soli in Mabubani, and he wants to speak to you, gentlemen, and tell you how much of a fan he is of the music that you create as well. So if you'll just put your headsets on, let's listen into what Soli has to say. Soli, what's on your mind this morning?
Hello, brother. Thanks for taking my call. How are you there?
I'm very well, my good sir. Go ahead.
Thank you for having the members of the band in the studio that are playing wonderful music. What struck me is that the each member of the band actually contributed to the album by writing a song or two. This was first initiated, I remember there was a band in the past in the 90s, the Sheer All Stars, Paul Henma. And then recently there was also Yabu Andile and Nana. I think they call themselves Voice. They also write music, each one of them writes some music and they contribute to the album. Now, besides seeing the artists on stage as a band, are they looking forward to working with or collaborating with any of our legendary artists, Bo Andile, maybe Bo Fayafaku, and so on? But thanks for the music so far.
Thank you so much. Datu Lundi, I'll give you that one to tackle. Let's speak collaborations.
Yes, we are open to collaborations. You know, we've been busy working on we're busy talking to some of the friends that we've had in the music industry that we've worked with along the road. We've spoken to Penis Bukanyo, the drummer, who we are going to have a show with him. Mm. It's going to be Atari and Friends, which is going to be Penis Bukanyo, Bongane Masina, Mthunzi Mvubu. We're just going to call in a few of these Afro jazz musicians to collaborate with us on a show, so that we then start a movement of saying, let's bring back live music into Joburg, because live music is dead in Joburg. So I think it's time now we do these shows, so that at least now people can be able to go out and catch the live music.
And Gabriel, in the same breath, I mean, are there musicians or artists outside of Atari and your own compositions who have really inspired your work, and you look forward to even inviting some of these artists to collaborate with Atari?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
There's quite a number of them. As I said before, that guys like Mthunzi Mvubu, who's a household name right now, and Prasidni and Mnisi and Mvundla as well.
Yeah.
Because Atari is a potpourri of different talents and ideas. Atari is a band that shares, and that's where we built on. Mm. And actually, it's all about having a band that stands, you know, for a long time, And Atari's also, we are looking at having it as a backing band for many bands to come, you know, and such, you know, it's actually a unit band. And because some of the songs, like, for example, this one song of Atari that has been already recorded by some American artist.
Wow.
He recorded it 2 years before we did our one of the songs, actually, called a track called Mandy Road.
Okay.
So we have been looking forward, you know, to have different collaborations with different people, and we are open for different ideas, you know, to be put into the whole idea.
And Dr. Lundi, as we wrap up our conversation as well, what can fans and supporters really look forward to from Atari, and also looking at some of the upcoming projects and future plans as we wrap up?
Future plans is we want to go back to studio and record a second album, which is we're busy talking as a band. And in terms of collaborating with other artists, we are open to anyone that wants our service, so that we can be able to also share this music with South Africans, people that follow us and the people that listen to our music.
That's so fantastic. Thank you so much, Gabriel Mawande Sturman of Atari, as well as Utatu Lundi Nkosi, really sharing their profound insights and musical journeys with us today. Through their talents and dedication, they continue to enrich this cultural tapestry of South Africa and even beyond, as our music even enters realms that you'll never even imagine. You know, go see how popular our jazz music is in Europe as well. It is a marvel to see.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.